Well, as we just heard, thousands of new jobs have been created in the last month. But are they stable jobs that benefit workers? Employees who aren't getting enough hours or don't know how long they'll have their job make up a big section of the workforce. So what impact does this instability have on a person's mental health? Experts say stress and anxiety are common problems, as David Sparks reports.
You don't have to look too far to find people who are stressed out about their jobs. Whether they don't get enough hours or fear losing work altogether, it's taking a toll.
Do you ever get stressed about job insecurity?
Always, especially like with everything that's going on in the world right now. I just have no idea what's going to happen.
This young woman is now looking for work after losing the retail job she had at a pharmacy. And that wasn't particularly secure work either.
The hours were very random. It was just, you know, whatever. It wasn't really set or anything.
What do you think it does to your mental well-being when your job's not secure?
Oh, wow. Honestly, like, just the stress and anxiety of it all. Like, you stress about money. Like, that's a world problem, stress about money. And everything's getting so much more expensive.
Do you get stressed about job insecurity?
Yes, I do. Not enough hours. And it does stress me out because I have a 3-year-old son.
Right.
And not making enough money, it's pretty stressful, not meeting the needs. And I got to pay for preschool. But yeah, just not enough hours, that's what stresses me out. I don't get enough work.
Would you say it affects you mentally, your mental health at all?
Yes, actually. Yeah, it does.
The mental impact of job insecurity is a growing concern, especially given changes to the economy in recent decades. Alison Pennington is Senior Economist at the Centre for Future Work with the Australia Institute.
We've been tracking the growth of insecure work, which comes in lots of different forms. It can be part-time, low hours, could be casual, insecure self-employment like gig work, temporary and contract work. And we find that if you combine all of these trends in insecure work, they make up now around half of all jobs in Australia. So that's a significant erosion in job quality and the experience of work in Australia, which has huge implications for the economy, for people's lives and families.
And what do we know about how this insecure work affects workers' state of mind? I know you're an economist rather than a psychologist, but what do we know about how it perhaps causes anxiety in the workforce?
Well, Australia's labour market has facilitated a position where there are millions of people who not only don't know if they're going to be having shifts and work next week, but their incomes are low and they're falling in relation to people with permanent work. So, you know, studies indicate that between 15 and 45% of mental health problems experienced by people employed is attributed to their workplaces. And there's a very clear, obvious correlation between mental health problems like anxiety experience in the workplace and the instability of that employment contract.
Clinical psychologist Ros Knight says insecure work is a big concern.
Anecdotally, talking to my clients and observing people, I would say that insecurity makes up a huge percentage of the anxiety we see. It's not the only thing. There's lots and lots of complexities to this issue. But if anxiety is about control and perceived threat, if your job is casualised, if it's a yearly contract, then all the time there is this perceived threat that you won't be able to potentially make ends meet, that financially you might be at risk, that you can't be perhaps as honest with the workplace because you might have hours cut off. So there's a much heightened level of anxiety in this. And, of course, the people who have most of the insecure jobs are the youth of Australia who are prone more to being diagnosed with a mental health disorder, and therefore they're the ones experiencing a lot of this anxiety.
But I'm guessing that the people with the least money are the least likely to turn up in a psychologist's office. Is it hard to gauge how that part of the community is travelling anxiety-wise in relation to the workplace for that reason?
I think there's lots of reasons, but yes is the short answer to that, in that if you're working casualised shifts, so therefore you don't know exactly when you're working the next week, bills are to be paid, there's usually a lot of other compromises you're making, then often a psychologist is a long way down the list of people that you're going to prioritise. But yes, what we can say anecdotally is we know it's out there, and we assume for people at all walks of life, they are experiencing a level of this.
Clinical psychologist Roz Knight ending that report by David Sparks.